In addition, I would also list an agitated state of mind as another obstacle for greater self-understanding. Since self-understanding demands a certain ability to focus on one's own abilities and personal character, a constantly agitated mind simply will not have the space to enter into any serious self-reflection.
So, in those cases, do you think that practicing relaxation techniques or certain kinds of absorptive or analytical meditations that you've spoken about would be helpful? Assuming, of course, I had to add as a physician, that there was not a medical condition that was causing the agitation.
There's no doubt. Anyway, to have greater self-awareness or understanding means to have a better grasp of reality. Now, the opposite of reality is to project onto yourself qualities that are not there. Ascribe to yourself characteristics in contrast to what is actually the case. For example, when you have a distorted view of yourself, such as through excessive pride or arrogance, because of these states of mind, you have an exaggerated sense of your qualities and personal abilities. Your view of your own abilities goes far beyond your actual abilities. On the other hand, when you have low self-esteem, then you underestimate your actual qualities and abilities. You belittle yourself. You put yourself down. This leads to a complete loss of faith in yourself. So excess, both in terms of exaggeration and devaluation, are equally destructive. It is by addressing these obstacles and by constantly examining your personal character, qualities, and abilities that you can learn to have greater self-understanding. This is the way to become more self-aware. But what I am suggesting here is actually not something new, is it?
New in terms of what?
It seems to me that all these things are common sense. If someone just uses common sense, then all these answers will come.
That may be true, but sometimes it seems that there is a general lack of common sense in our society. People can always use more common sense.
I am not sure that's true, because I think that common sense is required for progress, to accomplish things. You can't accomplish great things without some common sense. And I think in America, they have accomplished many great things, so I think there must be some common sense there.
Well, I guess you're right on that score. But still, people don't always take the time to stop and simply reflect, remind themselves of these common sense things. And also, one can hear the same thing, the same common sense, and if your mother or an annoying uncle said it, a person would tend to ignore it. But if the same words came from you, people might pay attention. The Dalai Lama laughed heartily.
Because I'm the Dalai Lama? You know, Howard, we've just been talking about exaggeration, and now here I think you're exaggerating. Anyway, I think that self-appraisal, developing an accurate and realistic sense of self through careful observation, leads to greater self-understanding. And I think self-understanding is the crucial factor if one is talking about work satisfaction. It can even have other kinds of beneficial side effects.
Like what?
For instance, would you say that one of the problems people experience at work is feeling bad and reacting very negatively when they are criticized by others? Or if not direct criticism, then at least relying too much on others' praise for their sense of satisfaction or worth and becoming discouraged if they don't receive enough recognition?
Definitely. This was a characteristic of workers all over the world. In fact, one study conducted by International Survey Research found that two of the top three priorities for UK workers involved receiving recognition for their job performance and being treated with respect.
Now, of course, having self-understanding, a realistic view of one's abilities, may not affect the degree to which you are criticized, but it can affect how an individual might react to that criticism. That is because this realistic view gives one a certain sense of self-confidence, a certain inner strength. They know what they are truly capable of and also what their limitations are. And so they are less affected by what other people say. So if they are criticized, and it is valid criticism, they can accept this more easily and use it as an opportunity to learn something about themselves. Whereas if they are falsely accused, they do not react so strongly because deep inside they know that it is not true. They know themselves. And if individuals are confident in recognizing their own positive inner qualities and their skills and knowledge, they don't need to rely so heavily on others' praise to supply that feeling of accomplishment.